You ready to learn something tonight?
Nah, I know everything I need to know.
No, you don't know this, though. I found something you don't know that you might want to know.
Okay.
Because it could happen.
Today, I'm here to teach you how to poop in the woods.
Huh?
We're going to learn how to poop in the woods. I wonder if the Pope knows about this.
First thing you're going to do if you need to go to the bathroom in the woods and don't have access to an outhouse or privy is take 70 big steps off the trail. This is going to take us away from trails, roads, campsites, bodies of water, and waterways. Step two
and safety.
Is to pick a location. Find a spot with minimal vegetation. I like to pick a spot next to a tree for added balance.
Do you shit in the woods a lot?
Before you begin digging, move any duff off the surface of the soil.
Digging?
Duff includes things like leaf litter and pine needles. Then, take out your bathroom kit. This is going to include a variety of items.
Bathroom kit?
Toilet paper, hand sanitizer, a discreet bag, a reusable cloth, and, most importantly, a trowel.
A shovel. You have to bring a shovel with you so you can bury your shit like a cat.
Step three is to dig your cat hole.
See?
This hole is going to be about 6 inches wide and 6 inches deep, making it large enough to do your business, but also small enough to minimize your impact.
Well, you're a little girl, so my hole would have to be much bigger.
Step four is to go in the hole.
You
can squat over the hole, lean your back against the tree, or hang on to the tree for added balance. If you miss the hole, use a small stick to push your waste into the hole. Remember not to use your trowel. You always want to keep your trowel clean. Used toilet paper can be put in the hole with your waste or packed into a discreet, sealable bag to be carried out with you.
What about my baby wipes? And what about my bidet?
Where's my bidet at?
Five is to cover the hole.
Like a cat.
Use the mineral soil that you dug out of the hole and then return any leaf litter, pine needles, or other duff on top of the hole to camouflage it. Last but not least, when
who is there looking for my poop that, oh, I better hide it because, you know, the DEA may be here.
Done. Manage that personal hygiene. Use the hand sanitizer in your bathroom kit or rinse your hands with some water from a spare water.
So when I go to the woods, I have to have a bathroom kit?
How often do you go to the woods?
I don't know. This is the New York land people.
Okay, so is this like if I'm in the car driving and there's no bathroom, there's no rest area anytime coming up, I'm supposed to get out of the car, walk 70 paces into the woods where the murderers are, hope I don't get murdered and left for dead in the hole I just dug for my poop?
See, there is an activity that some people do. It's called hiking. And they actually go walk in the woods for, I don't know, for the hell of it.
I used to go on bike rides through the woods. I'd be in there for hours. You know what I never did? Got off the bike to go poop.
Right, because that's where people die.
Right. You got to keep moving. Keep moving. Keep your poop to yourself.
Has this girl never saw a movie or a TV show or anything like that?
She doesn't watch the ID channel. If she watched the ID channel, she would know you got to poop right where you can see people and they can see you. Just get over it. Just let people see you. Wear a mask.
Do it Walmart parking lot like everybody else.
Exactly.
Not in the woods.
For more tips and how-tos,
you know what my poop, you know what my poop kit would consist of?
What?
A Donald Trump mask.
A taser?
No, a mask. Just put a mask on. They'd be like, oh, look, there's Donald Trump over there pooping.
Or the Pope.
Better leave them alone. Or a bear. Get a bear head. There's a bear. There's a bear pooping in the woods like they always do.
See, I knew it. That's what bears do. But yeah, so now you know, if you plan to go hiking, which you will never do.
Never. That's never happening.
You know, there are whole stores dedicated to hikers.
I thought it was just for fashion. I just thought it was like a trend, the hobo trend. And then it was like,
just like the cute shoes.
Right. Like in the 90s, it was grunge. Then in like the 2000s, it was like that, boy band look. I just thought it was like, a look. I didn't realize people actually use the stuff, go places.
Why would you? There's bugs. There's killers. It's cold. You'll get dirty. And you'll get lost.
Right. And there's no outlet for my hair dryer. Everything about it is a problem.
There's no Netflix in the woods.
There's no refrigerator.
That's where Jason lives.
Right.
He lives out there.
And you know what? More importantly, there's no toilet bowl.
You have to make your own because she's telling you how to make your own. No, you know where I'm comfortable? At home.
Yeah. For me, camping is like, I once stayed at a 4-star hotel.
It was
like, well, it's not 5-star. This must be what camping is like.
It was glamping, but, you know, I got through it.